Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present Life Talk Live, a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health. A show about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Coleman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Coleman, or online at leesvethospital.com. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Life Talk Live, Dr. Howard Rogers.
Good afternoon. Good to have you joining us. I am Howard Rogers.
And I'm Richard Morris.
And it's good to have you listening to us on this community radio station. It's not a big tower station.
No, it's not. But at least you can hear it.
You can hear it. And you don't get a lot of advertising from all those other places either.
Not a lot.
Tis the season to be jolly.
Yeah. Well, that's the object anyway. And so what we end up doing is overfilling the holiday with everything imaginable.
Everything except, I guess, the joy of the holiday. We get so tied up in trying to accomplish so many other things that there's very little joy left.
And we end up with the holidays being a very stressful time period. You know, we've been talking about assertion.
Right.
And we've been talking about a lot of other things, too, like depression and seasonal pattern to depression and anxiety. And, well, guess what? This time of year just sort of magnifies all of that.
Hey, you and I were talking before we went on the air about Christmas Eve and so many heart attacks happening.
Roughly 40% higher.
Yeah.
Rate of heart attacks.
That's quite significant, too, isn't it?
Well, it is. And you know, we've all just kind of taken it for granted that when we say, oh, it's stressful for the holidays, that's, oh, yeah, it's stressful. Okay. Well, we'll just keep doing what we're doing. And the thing is stress is not always good.
No, it isn't.
And when it's taken to the extreme, it becomes destructive to our health, our families, just to everything.
It kind of puts a damper on the celebration, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And there are a lot of reasons that we try to put so much into holidays and why they're so stressful now. In fact, why don't we just kind of start off talking about the common stressors?
I think that'd be great. I think it would.
First one is, I can't get it all done.
Yeah, I have heard that around my house. It's amazing. I can't get the house clean.
Guys, should I set this segment to the tune of the 12 Pains of Christmas or something?
Hey, that would be great. Well, we only have 10, maybe the 10 Pains of Christmas. But we can come up with two more on the first pain of Christmas. My aching bones said to me.
Well, because that a lot of people leave out because I guess they hadn't gotten to our age yet. But
that's true. That is absolutely true. But you were saying I can't get it all done, and I think this may apply more to the women than it does the men.
Oh, really? You think? Well, let's put it this way: women have their hands full anyway.
Yes.
And in our society, especially today, where they're trying to handle the same responsibilities on a job as their spouse or other men, let's say, and yet they also tend to have greater responsibilities for family, for childcare, for, you know, just fill in the blank.
Yeah, so many men think their responsibility starts when they leave the house and ends when they get back to the house.
Yeah, right.
You don't have anything to do with the household.
Well, good luck with that one.
But you can't get it all done entertaining, shopping, traveling, tasks that accompany the holidays just too much on top of an already packed schedule. If you're feeling pulled in by too many different directions, rule number one is take a minute and slow down. Take a minute and slow down. I was at a seminar not too many years ago, and they had oversold the seats.
Oh.
Oversold them. And there were people milling around in the back, and tempers were getting kind of frayed because paid for a seat.
Right.
And they were trying to get chairs in there, and while all of this was going on, the featured speaker walked up to the microphone, and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I have a suggestion to make." I thought, wow, here we are. He's having an epiphany. He said, "Just calm down."
Right. We will find a way to deal with this situation. Now, here's another way to try and fit all of that stuff in, mm-hmm. so that you're not hurried in all of this stuff. And that's to plan menus. And I know for most of it's hard to do. Try planning and buying doing your shopping ahead of time when mm-hmm. you can. That's important. Maybe make lists of some of the things you want to get or need to do every day and start.
Like both. You know, a list of what you need to get. I am amazed that people that go to the grocery store and go down the aisles just getting stuff and have no idea what they're going to do with it. They don't have a menu.
Right. Plus, if they haven't eaten, they're doing a lot of impulse buying.
Yeah, everything looks good, doesn't it?
It does.
And especially for the holidays where all this cooking is multiplied. You know, well, Johnny wants oysters in dressing, and Jimmy wants celery in the dressing, but he doesn't want oysters, and Susie wants sage, but Mary doesn't.
And so we have to make three pans.
At least. Or you could do like my mother did. She said, "Here's the dressing, folks. You got it or not."
And this year, Johnny, you got what you wanted. Next year, it'll be Susie.
Yeah, Jimmy, you pick out the oysters. But I think prioritizing, I think you've hit up on the key there. And you probably need to start before Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. Look, just because you can bake cookies doesn't mean that it makes sense for you to bake cookies this year. Maybe you want to buy those. And I hate to say this, either from a bakery or, you know, the grocery store. But if it gives you more time for the things that are higher on your priority list, then I suggest you do that.
A guy walked into the office complex where I have the office. You have office there too, so you're familiar with it. But, you know, the attorney's office is next door.
Right.
And the door between our offices was open, and this guy walks in, and it turned out it's a relative of mine, but he's bringing cookies and candy to the people in the attorney's office. And I said, "Did your mother make that?" He looked at me and he said, "No, man, I bought it." And sometimes you may just need to do that. Give up on making all that stuff. For there's a lot of barbecue places that will roast you a turkey.
Oh, yeah. And now here's something else to think about. If you are making cookies, and that's something you like to do with the grandkids, mm-hmm. maybe what you could do is to make the dough up ahead of time so that all you have to do is preheat the oven, put them in, and the kids have fresh cookies that Grandma baked.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
And there's nothing wrong with that. Those are homemade cookies.
If you can't get it all done, there may be several things going on. Number one, you may be trying to do too much.
Well, most of us try to do too much because we have such expectations of what we should be able to do. Yeah.
And the other thing is maybe you're going about it the wrong way.
Well, you a lot of times allow other people to set your priorities.
Yeah.
Or you don't have any priority.
And if you have that problem, call us, and we'll sign you up for an assertiveness workshop.
Like we've been talking about for the last two sessions.
Don't let other people dictate your priorities.
No. And you know, organization is probably the key, just like it is to business and to most other things. What about this? The second item, I can't afford this.
Oh, wow.
Well, wow. Think about it. Starting in August, we're starting putting, you know, money into the kids going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a new vehicle. I mean, whatever it is, expenses start in a major way after the summer vacation, you know.
Yeah, and somewhere around September or so, the TV stations start airing advertisements for Christmas. And you start getting magazines for Christmas. My wife handed a magazine to my granddaughter one day and said, go through here and circle what you want for Christmas, and gave her a little Mark's a Lot. She circled everything in that catalog.
Well, I hate to say it, but you know, most of us do have limits on what we can spend. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure that's not the case for you and your wife.
Yes, it is.
But, and that's the thing is, and that's another way you can either set limitations, or the family could come up with some sort of you know, thing like, well, we'll all buy, you know, gifts for the kids.
Right.
Adults either won't give each other presents, or, you know, we'll do a Secret Santa or any of a number of things.
I like the adults, you know, pick an age if you're over 21.
And just set a dollar figure on it, $10, $20, whatever it happens to be. And don't go over that, because then, you know, you have the money to do the things you need to do.
Yeah, and you could draw names. I mean, throw all the names in the hat and everybody pull one out and let the kids draw for the kids, and maybe the adults play Secret Santa and everybody will go home with something. May not be what you want. But then maybe you could give something other than what you buy.
Well, yeah, that's a possibility.
If you're handy.
Now, there's another idea, too, and that is maybe two or three of you could go together to buy a big gift for somebody who needs or wants. Let's say you've got a kid going to college,
mm-hmm.
and they need a new computer. Well, it might be that three or four of you would go together to buy that computer, and that way none of you is out all that much.
Yeah,
and you know the child or the young person has what they need.
And you might do that, kids, for your parents rather than getting them the typical things that you do. How about if you all, you know, get together and buy them a Mercedes?
Well, yeah, I'm in favor of that one.
But there's a lot of things you can do. Give them time. Come, if you're teenagers, maybe give them a book of gift certificates. Good for me to clean your lawn or take out your garbage or wash your car or whatever.
Or take you shopping,
if
you're a grandparent.
It was always interesting and is always interesting to me if the grandkids just want to come pick me up and go eat. I'll even pay for
it. Even if I get to pay for it, just to see them is a good thing. It's a wonderful thing.
So sometimes I can't afford this may mean that we're looking at this when we should be looking at that.
What do I really want?
Mm-hmm.
I want, you know, my nephew who's, you know, 16 to come have breakfast with me one morning.
Right.
Or,
right.
I mean, and that's more important to me than if he were to save all his money for 6 months of the year and buy me something.
But I think one of the most important things is set a budget.
It's
you need to know how much you can spend without having a heart attack on the middle of January when all the bills start coming in.
And that's one of the things people do to get around that restraint of not having the cash is they put it on credit.
Yep, zip.
Well, I really like your ideas of giving the wife maybe five, like Monopoly-style cards for take out the trash, maybe five for fix the television.
Five per week?
No, these are good for a year.
Oh,
right?
Well.
Five for go out and get your dinner for you.
Yeah. Right.
I'm liking that, and they're cheap. They're easy to do. I think these are some great ideas.
And it's personal.
If you want to get divorced.
If
you just want to do it five or six times a year, you are asking for serious troubles.
So set a budget. We tend to overspend at Christmas, and we have a budget set, and I try to monitor what we're doing, but I'm going to walk down the aisles, and I'm going to see that, and I'm going to say, well, Precious needs that. And we've agreed this year that we went to two concerts, and that was our Christmas presents. And we've agreed we're not going to buy each other anything.
Well, and as long as you can stick to that, that'll be good. But then what about expectations of the holidays?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that stressful?
It is.
You know, I expect my family to all be together and we'll all have a great time. And unfortunately, it ends up more like Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, and we were painfully introduced to that over the years when, you know, your kids get married and they come when it's just them. And then when they have a kid, they want to start a Christmas tradition of their own.
Well, that's the way it works.
That's the way it works.
And when you start your own tradition, in effect, it's a lot different than the carbon copy Martha Stewart, Norman Rockwell sort
of.
Yeah,
all of those folks. You know, we can't do that in a way that it's going to make us all happy. And sometimes the way you thought it should be is not the best way for it to be.
No, and having lowered expectations, you know, have some things you really, really want to accomplish.
Right. There's a good possibility that none of our kids are going to come on Christmas Day this year for dinner or anything else, simply because we're not going to have dinner on Christmas Day. We have understood and somewhat acquiesced to their desires to have Christmas for the family sometime other than Christmas Day, so that on Christmas Day they can have their family the way they want to do it.
Well, and of course, with my family, we have to do that anyway. I think my younger brother's working on Christmas Day, and so we will get together with him and his family after Christmas.
Right.
And that's fine. That will be our Christmas celebration with them.
And that's enough. You know, how we thought it should be, sometimes our inability to change is a source of great stress.
Well, and that just brings us back to the topic, which is stress in the holidays.
Right.
Have been through three of the types of stress, common stresses. You can't get it all done. Feeling overwhelmed by entertaining, shopping, travel. Can't afford it. Your budget's busted. You have high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those things set you up for misery.
Absolutely. And it's basically, if we narrow it down, it's money and time.
And making the best use of both.
Right.
We've got some comments on Facebook to add on to your dialogue, expectations versus realities, and that's not even accounting for when someone has a major loss during the season.
And that just hit a very important point.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because every year after that, they're reminded of that loss.
Right.
And it just makes things very difficult.
Yeah, maybe we need to stop. We've got a lot of material here. Maybe we need to stop somewhere and blend in reality and expectations. But right now, what we're going to blend in is a break. We'll be back on the other side.
We'll get there in just a second.
If you are like me and have rented storage spaces in the past, but it never fails, you want to move furniture or get out seasonal decor on a Sunday afternoon or late evening, and of course you can't get access to your storage space. Well, the Skinner family at In-N-Out Self Storage has made sure that will never be a problem again. They are all about making it convenient and safe for you. In-N-Out Self Storage is conveniently located on the south end of town, just off First Avenue. Otherwise known as that back road running parallel to Highway 31 beside the railroad tracks. They know exactly how to make it easier on those of us always in a hurry by making it possible to rent a building and access it at any time. A self-service kiosk, think Redbox for storage, or a website that loads easily on your mobile phone, giving you access to rent 24/7, 365. In-N-Out is locally owned by longtime Coleman residents and business owners, and they've thought of everything. They provide high-tech 24/7 security, spaces of many sizes for all of your needs, storage for those holiday goodies and decor, and even a place to safely store your boat or RV. Climate-controlled storage is also available. It's In-N-Out self-storage for the win. You can even tell them you heard about them on Live 95 and get a free lock or discount on your rental. More information is available on their website, innoutselfstorage.com, or by phone at 256-576-9169.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
It's the holidays, and everyone is stressed out over shopping, baking, and general holiday craziness. Live 95 and Coleman's Jimmy John's wants to give you a chance to be the office or family hero. Everyone wants extra brownie points, or should I say chocolate chip cookie points, with their boss and their family this time of year. But we want you to get all the points this year. You could win a 30-piece party platter by sharing why your office or family deserves a party this holiday season. Have you been late one too many times this year? Have you driven your parents crazy asking for the way too expensive present? Or maybe your office or family has a truly inspiring story about all the good you've done in the community this year. Check out our Facebook page for more information about how Live 95 and Jimmy John's of Coleman can make you the holiday hero. Merry Christmas from Coleman's Live 95 and Coleman's Jimmy John's. Welcome back. Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present Life Talk Live, a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health. A show about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Coleman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Coleman, or online at leesvethospital.com. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Life Talk Live, Dr. Howard Rogers.
So what is reality? It's what is occurring. It's manufactured in some cases.
Well, it is.
Yeah, we've seen
opinion.
Those patients, right?
It's your opinion of what's happened. But in this, the case that we were just approaching.
Yeah, expectations versus reality.
Well, we do have the expectations of the media of what it should be like. Mm-hmm. And then we have all the old movies to watch, you know, and we do. Most of us watch those old movies.
Same thing.
The movies and the television may be what's distorting reality.
And I think you're so right, because if you look at Hallmark movies, they all got good houses. They all got good cars. They all seem to have plenty of money. Why don't they do a Christmas like country folk like when I was raised?
Well, that wouldn't sell very well.
It wouldn't, would it?
No, it wouldn't. So, and so I guess maybe what we should look at instead of these unrealistic expectations is look at what is a realistic approach to the holiday. Mm-hmm. You know, a good enough holiday.
A good enough holidays. Like the old story, I wish you enough.
Yeah. And I guess to me that means I have these things I want to accomplish during the holidays. I want to see my family, you know, at least to a certain extent. I want to go to the carol service at church. Mm-hmm. I'd like to, you know, just fill in the blank with your own things. And it isn't that you do all of those, but that you have, you know, prioritized mm-hmm. the ones that you feel are the most important,
and try to get those accomplished.
And at some point we have to realize that the reason for the season of the year has nothing to do with material things.
Well, if you ask Macy's, and and I've used that because they did the, what was the one with Santa Claus in it? Do you remember that? Miracle on 34th Street.
Miracle on 34th Street, yep.
That was one of the first that kind of pulled that in that direction. Yeah, but here's the main reason our expectations are so high and they don't get met.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand my family. Now, why is not the issue?
No.
I guarantee you, though, that your family is not like the family in any of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody who drinks way too much.
Absolutely.
There's probably somebody who uses drugs.
Probably.
Or maybe a lot of those. I don't know.
And sometimes the one of the family members may bring a significant other.
Oh, that for some reason or other, members of the family don't automatically...
Oh, I'm so remembering this. Which time?
Yes. I remember many years ago, there's several members of my... Well, three to be exact, that have significant others instead of mates. And my mother prided herself on getting 45 people in a two-bedroom house for Christmas or Thanksgiving dinner. And one of the smart...
Did somebody make a movie out of it?
They should have. But
yeah, but one, it wouldn't have been a PG rating.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah. And one person said to her, Maggie, what do you do about those people that have significant others? And Mother says, well, we meet them at the door, we hug them, we kiss them, and we take them in and let them eat just like we do everyone else. And I thought, wow.
Okay, so family, though, that's the thing.
Family is a big thing. I can't stand my family. And there's so many reasons, as you said, some of them drink, some of them do this, some of them do
well,
that.
Well, and some of them's political views are just from, you know, left field, and others are some way out in the right
views.
Field.
So what you said is perfectly fine up until it comes time to come up with sleeping arrangements, and then that just doesn't run. If you want to get him kicked out of the house, though, you can bring up politics.
My mother's theory was come visit, come eat, and when it gets time to go to bed, go to the motel.
Yep.
Well, look, you can put 45 people in a house, a two-bedroom house, for lunch. You're not going to keep them there for overnight. I'm sorry.
Whether they can stand each other or not, but it's, you know, and sometimes it boils down to the fact that we need to just suck it up and accept our family for who they are, and we ought to be able to do that for a day, shouldn't we?
Well, we should be able to, but you have to remember, some of them, mostly they're mildly irritating or boastful. Yeah. Now, here's one, hypercritical.
Uh-huh.
They never met
I know
person.
Her. She's in my family.
And I know him. He's in my family, too. So you know, that's the thing. And if you have to, it may be that a lot of families need to do more of, okay, this subject is not something we're going to talk about.
A religion and politics.
Well... Right. You're not supposed to talk about those in polite company.
No,
anyway,
you're not.
Because I don't care who you are, you won't be polite for long.
That's true. That is so true. So, you know, if you can't stand your family, I mean, just accept the fact that at some point in time, you probably love that person.
Well,
and you probably
and you
still do. But
sometimes it's best to do your best to accept your family the way they are.
Right.
Because you're not going to change them today.
No, that's for sure. I'm lonely.
Well, this time of year.
I'm lonely.
I'm sorry, Howard. I can fit you in one day next week. And that's the thing, though, is that it's a time when that gets... accented for people.
Yeah, could we maybe share some reasons as to why people might be lonely?
Well, there have been. I have some clients who are alone.
Right.
Their parents have passed away. Their family, you know, family members have passed away. A spouse has, or they're divorced or never been married.
Mm-hmm.
They're not with somebody. You know, it's gotten to where most people don't feel the driven to need to be with somebody all the time, to have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, just to have somebody to hang out with. And I think that's probably, for the most part, better. But this time of year, it gets really, really lonesome.
How many people in the nursing homes do you think will be lonely this Christmas?
A lot of them. And I, you know, that's one of those things I used to do in a group I did, was about loneliness and about aging.
Mm-hmm.
Because the older you get, the fewer of your friends and family that are your age, that you've ever, you know, been really close to, that are still alive, or still in the area. They may have moved off to be with their kids, or where their kids could take care of them in a nursing home or, you know, assisted living. And so as we age, we tend to become more alone, because there are fewer and fewer people that we appreciate and appreciate the things that we have in common.
Yeah, because we change as time goes on, and we change. We end up in nursing homes, and I look at where I am in life, and I think, you know, I am that old person that years ago I wish someone would go see.
True, and my mother used to go visit the old folks at the Senior Citizen Center. Even up into her 80s, she would go visit the older folks
there. I remember.
Even though she would have been there for the last 20 years, but she never considered herself in that capacity. But the idea of volunteering or being out with a group of people like that really makes a lot of sense.
It does.
It takes some of your loneliness away, and it sure does that for them.
Yeah, it's hard to be lonely when you're making someone else smile.
And believe it or not, even somebody who's sour and lonely can make somebody else smile just by being there,
just by showing up. Yeah, and it may be a facade that they're going through. It's a defense mechanism. I'll just act lonely, and that way nobody will bother me.
And again, that comes back to depression and isolation. And we may, if we get time, get back a little bit into how we respond and how the holidays push us to respond more in those sorts of ways.
Now, let's flip it about 180 from going to being lonely. I just hate crowds, and I'm talking about my mother's 45 people. I took a lot of trips out and around the block during those times.
Oh, well, I was thinking, well, you know, I hate crowds too, but that's because when I go shopping, I don't like to be 35th in line for the only cashier that's open because I have other things to do and other things that I want to, you know, accomplish.
Yeah, my sweet wife, bless her heart, she takes care of all the shopping. I think she's about got it down to where she can do it online now, though, and, you know, here it comes, you know, on the front porch. Well, so that might be one way to get rid of crowds.
That helps. And, again, it helps if you have a plan and you have some priorities.
Mm-hmm.
If you can go to the grocery store 3 times in 4 days instead of 5 times a day,
yeah,
you will save all of those times in line and the frustration that goes with that.
Yeah, sometimes we instead of getting frustrated, getting angry, maybe try a little bit of humor, a little bit of kindness, a little bit of mindfulness.
When we can force ourselves to take the time,
mm-hmm.
because remember, we have all these expectations of what all we should and have to do during the holidays. And I sometimes think we need to schedule some time just for ourselves and just quiet time.
Yeah, because so many relax, deep breathe.
Oh, yeah.
And realize this is just a temporary inconvenience. It'll be over before you know it.
And even better would be, or at the same time, in a different situation, is to go walk. Get some exercise. That helps your body to deal with the stress.
There's so many things walking will help.
Well, it gets allows you to relax and get your mind off of all of the parties and all of the shopping and all the people, and that horse's rear end is going to be there for dinner, and you know, those sorts of things.
Right.
It helps you to let go of those things for a few minutes while you're walking, which helps your body to relax and let go of it too. Then you're more capable of dealing with it.
Absolutely. Sometimes there's just too many parties.
Well,
don't go.
That's pretty simple, isn't it?
It seems simple, but it's not. The holiday season is packed with cookie exchanges, work parties, school parties, and it can be just overstimulating.
Well, think about it. For a lot of people, going to work-related parties, Christmas parties, is a requirement, whether it actually is or not. Because you have to be seen by the seers.
If you're in that employment circle, that school circle, that social circle, you're going to be blacklisted till the next Christmas if you don't go.
Or you get a reputation for being a what's the right term, better than everybody, or not being interested in the group, whatever group it is. And so it may be that sometimes you say no to those parties you feel comfortable saying no to.
And from an assertive standpoint, remember, it's okay sometimes to say no.
And it's also okay to go to the party and stay an hour instead of four. To have one drink instead of five. You won't get nearly as many tickets that way.
You might make it home that way, too.
And, you know, the number of accidents over the holidays goes way up as well.
Yeah, there's too many alternatives now to get home other than drinking and driving. Too many alternatives. If you drink, please don't drive.
But
please don't.
I'm in favor of that. But here's the thing. People need to understand that you can't attend everything that's going on.
This is true.
And you do have the right to expect and to set priorities. And sometimes now your priorities may not be right. If you've got a friend who gets awfully lonesome, you may need to take some time just to be with them so that, you know, you're not allowing them to suffer quite as much.
This is true. I'm exhausted.
Well, shouldn't stay up all night. It's that late night going to these parties and drinking, eating. Have you noticed how many cookies, cakes, carbohydrates that there are?
And people always giving you boxes of cookies and crackers and fruit. And
unfortunately, I love fudge and all of those things. So when they give them to me, I do overindulge. And I realize that, you know, that's not so good. So I try not to.
Yeah, what's the carbs? Have maybe one cookie instead of the entire pack. You know, that seems to help. And one of the things, and this goes in with the weight loss program that I work with, and you're familiar with that, is don't go back for seconds.
No, and get a smaller plate.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference.
If you're making the Christmas round, years ago the size of a plate was 10 inches. It's now 14.
Oh, well, I use one of those sandwich plates. It's about 8.
Yeah. And you don't eat as much, you feel better, and it's a dirty word, especially during the holiday season, but exercise.
Well, and we talked about that. It's good for you all the way around. It helps you to keep from gaining weight, but it also helps you with your relaxation and will help you in terms of those cardiac events that occur more frequently during the holidays.
And you will rest better, you will sleep better, you will just pretty much feel better all the way around. There is not a downside to exercise. Then there's people that approach the Christmas season and say that I haven't accomplished anything this year, so since I didn't, you know, do anything, I have nothing to brag about. I'm just going to stay home.
Well, that's, on one level, you can say, who can you blame for that? But the actual thing is you live one day at a time. You have 365 days in a year. When you leave it to the last 2 weeks to accomplish something major for the year, I'm sorry, but you're not going to get it done.
Not going to happen, is it?
Not, no, it's not.
It's you can lose weight, and losing weight is a relatively simple process. Didn't say it was easy to do. I said the process was simple. Quit eating so much.
Right. And eat the right things.
And eat the right things and exercise to speed up your metabolism. Now, you're saying, will exercise help me lose weight? No. So if your goal is to lose weight, exercise will make you look good, make you feel good, but you have to walk 35 miles to lose a pound. And if you haven't done that all year and you haven't accomplished anything, you can't start on the day before Christmas and walk 35 miles and lose a pound. Just
well, hey, but Howard, one of the things that I learned, I read an article, oh, I don't even know how long ago.
We read too much.
We do. But at the same time, this article talked about the time when the majority of people have heart attacks and strokes.
Mm-hmm.
And what it said was that there are groups of people that will have a higher risk of having those. Couch potatoes have an increased risk. But you know who has a higher risk? Those who are starting an exercise program.
Yeah, and that amazes me. Don't ever start an exercise program without going to your doctor first. See your physician. Make sure you're in the area where you're healthy enough.
And also, if you start slow enough and low enough intensity,
right,
and short enough period of time, you can build that up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do, you'll find that actually over time you do better, you have fewer injuries and, you know, problems, and you will have the same effect.
And it's kind of like, you know, we haven't accomplished anything and our expectation and reality. Make sure that your goals are realistic.
Well, we've talked about that before. And I think the same people that have unrealistic goals about what's going to happen at Christmas also tend to set unrealistic goals about
sure
what they're going to accomplish
for the rest of the year.
And yeah, into next year. So like we said, there's 365 days in a year. You can't do it all the first day.
Mm.
And delaying that first day won't make it any easier.
No. Start slow, but stay on the go.
And that's the thing. And if you do, you will tend to accomplish more than you ever thought you could.
Yeah, and you see these advertisements, you know, this machine will help you lose 4 pounds a week. This diet will help you lose 4 pounds a week. That's not healthy. And no one's imagination. That's cutting out. If you lose 4 pounds a week, that is 14,000 calories out of your diet.
Guys, Sandy is watching you on Facebook Live, and she wanted me to say that you're speaking her language.
Hey, Sandy, good to have you listening.
And we speak the same language because we understand the same things.
It is truth. But if you look at it from a realistic standpoint, if I lose 1 pound a week, every week of the year, I have lost 52 pounds.
Well, yeah, you have. But you have to do it every week.
Every week, yes.
But you know the other side of that is when you lose it that way, you tend not to gain it back as quickly.
True. And your skin doesn't bunch up around your ankles either.
Or any other place where it gets caught in between. Okay, well, okay, it's just too much. The holidays are too much. a lot of people, especially those with who have anxiety or sadness, will be having it. They'll be overwhelmed by the holidays. Someone mentioned that, you know, the person who sent that Facebook comment in mm-hmm. earlier was talking about that. Look, this time of year, if you've lost someone who's dear to you and it's still brand new, do get some help.
Yes.
Because it is going to be overwhelming. You'll be sitting there thinking about all the things that you used to do with that person, what they were like, how you miss them.
Yep. You segued right into our next section here. Stay in therapy.
Well, sure.
Stay in therapy.
And that's the part that you can do. And it isn't that your therapist will take your mind off of it, no. so much as will give you some ideas about why you're feeling that way, some ideas about what you can do to help you deal with it better.
Yeah, and you may even want to fit in an extra session there. If you see your therapist monthly and this is right in the middle, you may want to call and say, hey, do you have an opening?
Would like nothing better, mm-hmm. because we all recognize that this time of year is just, it's overwhelming for a number of people.
It really is, and it's very difficult to manage. There's little tricks you can do, and there's no, I guess, concrete or hard and fast rules as to what should happen. You want to set a plate for someone who is dead, set a place.
And when my dad passed away, my wife and I took my mother, rather than having Thanksgiving dinner at home, we went to Florida. We yes. did something different. But see, that was something that we figured out would help. Mm-hmm. Now, it wouldn't necessarily help for everybody.
No.
Have another family member who lost her husband this year. And this time at Christmas, she's going to still keep having the same things this year that she did before, but have a little more control over, you know, what happens and those sorts of things.
Right.
And it's going to be hard for her because mm-hmm. this is the first year after 50 some years of being married to that person, and they were close.
And in therapy, there's so much that can be done. I mean, it's not hard and fast. And if there was, we could write a book and get rich, but
And solve the world's problems.
Yes, indeed. That would be a good thing to do. But don't cancel your therapy session. If you're going to do anything, add to it. And, you know, please don't bring us a box of chocolate when you come.
Yeah, we'll gain weight instead of you. But here's the thing. Keep your sessions because you need to explore things that come up.
Right.
You may not know. You may, you know, something bushwhack you out of the past that, mm-hmm. that you just forgot about or had let go of, and now all of a sudden it's new again. And if that's it, you know, that's what you need to talk about. And a lot of times a therapist is helpful because you can talk to them and tell them things that your family or other people that you know wouldn't understand.
Right. It's break time. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Seed Harvest Music Academy offers a rich musical learning environment for those families seeking to get a jump start on musical learning. Offering preschool and elementary musical classes, Seed Harvest offers strings, keyboard, percussion, and most musical instruments. Your child can choose between several musical ensembles or private lessons. Take your choice from the senior and junior guitar ensembles, the Coleman Homeschool Orchestra or Jazz Band, or the Coleman Youth Strings, just to name a few. Plus, sibling and ensemble discounts are available, and the folks at Seed Harvest will work with you to find a tuition rate that will work for your family. Now enrolling for Christmas singers, ages 6 to 12. More information is available online at seedharvestmusicacademy.org. Micah and Brittany Simpson play in our local community symphonic band and are willing and ready to work with your child today.
Allstate agent Ben Sellers is now serving Coleman. He lives and works here just like you. And with all kinds of local insurance advice, Ben is someone you can count on to help protect all that's good in your life. Ben makes it easy to save on the quality protection you need. He'll even do the switching and paperwork for you. You can stop by Ben's new office today for a free quote. Located at 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or Highway 31 just north of Highway 157. That's 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or Highway 31 just north of Highway 157.
Are you looking forward to the holiday season? Are you searching for the perfect ingredients for your holiday baking? Chambers Farm and Garden has everything you need to check off your shopping list. They have pecans, raw peanuts, and walnuts for your baking, plus local honey for your sweet treats. Local goat milk soaps and lotions, edelberry syrup, and local herbalist products will delight everyone on your nice list or maybe get you looking and feeling your best this winter. Chambers Farm and Garden also has quality pet foods at great prices, including sweet feed and whole corn. And of course, the one and only Mrs. Joan is there to answer any questions you may have. Chambers Farm and Garden has convenient hours to make your holiday season less stressful. They're open from 7:30 to 6 Monday through Friday, and Saturdays from 7:30 to 2. They can be reached at 256-734-3594. Or you can stop in and say hello to Mr. Jimmy and Mrs. Joan. Make your holiday shopping season less stressful this year by visiting the store that has helped Coleman grow for more than 50 years, Chambers Farm and Garden.
Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present yet another local community program for Coleman. Join us immediately following Sports Talk Live on Thursdays for a brand new show that will help our listeners focus on lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Join host Sandy Seibert each and every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. for Path Changers, Habits of Health, immediately following Sports Talk Live, right here on the station that is all about Coleman, by Coleman, for Coleman. Live 95.5 FM, Coleman's independent radio. Welcome back. Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present Life Talk Live, a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health. A show about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Coleman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Coleman, or online at leesvethospital.com. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Life Talk Live, Dr. Howard Rogers.
In addition to the therapy, another thing that you might try is a session or two of mindfulness, or learn how to use mindfulness, like guided imagery maybe.
Well, that's certainly an important aspect of mindfulness. Probably the central part of it is experiencing where you are right now. And that sounds, you know, like voodoo, whatever you want to call it. But it really comes down to experiencing the here, now, and what you're doing.
And as you do that, your mind begins to relax. Find maybe a focal point in the room, a picture, listening to maybe your favorite music. Or there is some other things you could do. You could do Jacobson's progressive muscle relaxation technique. And then, you know, you could develop a mantra with that. You might try some individualized self-hypnosis. just allowing your mind to relax to the point that all of this clutter seemingly just evaporates in to the wind.
And that's a positive approach.
Right.
What I would suggest, though, is that what a number of people do is they will use drugs or alcohol to try to escape or anesthetize the feelings that are so overwhelming.
And it works.
Yeah, till the next day when you wake up with a hangover and you're still feeling the same way you were.
You haven't accomplished, yeah, it's a short-term solution.
And it may be that, you know, once you do that, but then you get up and you look for other solutions to try and deal with it.
And you could also, in a day like today, you could go out and soak up the sun. We've talked about that before.
Didn't it feel, I mean, it felt good.
It did.
And everybody I saw today had, if not a big smile on their face, if you said something that was at least a bit funny, they either laughed or got a smile.
The sun does that.
But when we've had the rainy days like last week, and you know, we've had so many of them, you can't get them to even...
No.
You know, look at you hardly. And so it's, okay, the bright lights, light therapy, we've talked about that. It's something that I believe in.
And I do too.
If you get a light, get one that's at least 10,000 lux. And don't ask me what a lux is other than it's a measure of how intense the light is, and it needs to be whole spectrum light.
Yeah, I mean, it needs to just... look like the sun fell out of the sky into your bedroom or your den or wherever you are.
Now, there's something else that is also somewhat helpful, but you have to be careful, and that's tanning.
Yeah.
And I could, and one day I will lead you through the physiology of how that can be helpful.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit, it would put most of our, you know, listeners to sleep.
Yeah.
And this is still, you know, dinner time. Hour. I don't think anybody's ready for, you know, bedtime yet. So we won't talk about that.
The caller earlier jumped ahead on our last point, but that's okay. We don't mind you doing that. We love that you listen and call in and share with us. But if you really want the holiday to end well, you need to set realistic expectations as to how it begins.
Well, and that starts in some ways with how much anxiety, how much stress and depression is going on with you and your loved ones at this time of year. If you're feeling depressed, I doubt you're going to want to spend every minute of every day with family and friends.
Yeah.
But you will need to spend some time because it will help you.
And you never know how beneficial it may be to those people that you're spending time with. Somewhere, someone needs you, whether you need them or not.
That's true. And there are so many things. And now we've talked about mental illness. This time of year is particularly difficult for people with mental illness. Now, that's diagnosed. It doesn't have to be. It's tough for everybody who gets depressed in the winter. It's tough for people who get anxious when they're around crowds or around people. And it just does. So taking time for yourself, getting plenty of exercise, drinking plenty of water, doing the things that we talked about with the relaxation and breathing.
You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm Howard Rogers.
And I'm Richard Morris.
Bye, Sandy.
And do have a lovely holiday, and I think we will be back after the first of the year.
Right. And a blessed and Merry Christmas.
Yes, after the first of the year. We'll see you then, and y'all have a Merry Christmas, too.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Y'all want to go longer?
Well, I didn't see it till we're done. Shoved everybody out. I've got a 5:15 appointment.
Okay. So we'll see you after the new year then.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Have a good one.